Right, we started discussing yesterday the halachas of the halachas of lulav, of the most, I suppose, the most relevant halach of all, probably one of the most relevant halachas for sure, the halacha of nechleka tyoimis, if the tyoimis, which is the middle leaf, is split. Okay, let's start again from the top of page 222, which is the beginning of, towards the beginning of Siv Gimel. So the halacha is as follows. Nechleka tyoimis, if the tyoimis, which is the double leaf emerging from the double leaf emerging from the shadra, if that was nechleka tyoimis, if it's split, if the tyoimis is split, so the halacha is, says the Rama adds the words, b'roi v'alin, with the majority of the leaves, then says the halacha is psula. So the first opinion is that if you've got the majority of the leaves, so not just the top one emerging from the shadow, but the majority of the leaves, if they are split, only then it's possible. Okay, now he carries on and he goes into the following halacha. Hoy olav achas achas metchilas briyosoi veloy hayetiyimis. If you have a lulav that the leaves coming out from the shadow are not double leaves, but single leaves, then it's a problem. Now, these exist. You'll find them occasionally. That you've got a lulav that the leaves coming out are not double leaves, are just single leaves. That is sometimes, you see, much thinner, you'll see them. They're quite common, actually. You'll see that the leaves coming out from the shadow are not double leaves. So if you try to open it, there's nothing to open. It's just one leaf and it's not double leaves. That, you see, they're much thinner. That you sometimes find. Then that's a psul. That's no good because you need to have double leaves. So he says that if it's all of achas, achas, metchilas briyos, they were like this initially, they grew like that, and they were not considered tyoimis. Oy, alternatively, she called olav kfune metzidoye achas. Oh, you got on one side of the lulav, they are kofful, they are double leaves. Vetzad hasheni, the other side of the shadra, orum beloy alen, is without any leaves at all, possible. This is possible. So we're learning now the following halacha, that if you've got a lulav, that either it's not double leaves, it's just single leaves coming out, that's a psul. Alternatively, there are double leaves on one side and it's nothing on the other side. All of it is a problem. But now, continues the Rama. And the Rama is now taking, he's gonna go on the words of the Nechleka Tyoimis of the Shulchan Aruch earlier. And he's gonna go and discuss that. Now, the Rama says the following. V'yesh mefarshim, some hold, loima, to say, de'im nechlek ha'aleo elyon ha'im tzoi, that if not the majority of the leaves are split, just the aleo elyon, the top leaf, ha'im tzoi, the middle one, sha'ala shedr, which comes from the shedr, from the spine, ala shedr, until the spine, mekre nechlek ha'tiyoim is v'posul. Now, the Rama comes with a huge chumrah. And the Rama says the following. We discussed yesterday that Nechleka Tyoimis, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is what? Nechleka Tyoimis, we mentioned it now. What's Nechleka Tyoimis? If the majority of the leaves, so we looked at picture number 7 yesterday, if you've got 11 of those, how much was it? Do you remember the figures? Yeah. It was 22 leaves?
Yeah.
22. Okay, if you look at picture number 7, which is a lulav, the top of a lulav, if you've got, these are 22 leaves. If you've got 11 of those leaves, which are split, slightly open, all the way, not slightly, if they open all the way to the heart, we learned that's psul of Nechleka Tyoimis. That's called a split lulav, an open lulav, Nechleka Tyoimis. 11 out of 22, I mean, you need to have the majority, so you need to have more than 11. You need to have 12 out of 22, that's when it's going to be possible.
Actually, it's actually 11 on each side of the ledger, so there's actually 23.
Oh, 23, okay, if that's the figure, then if 23, you need to have, you'll need to have 12. Yeah, you'll still need to have 12 that open up all the way till the majority, and that's when it's going to be possible. Comes along the Rama, and he brings a huge chumrah, and he disagrees, and he says, no. You don't need to have the majority of the leaves being split. In fact, if the Aleo Elyonayim Tzoi, if you've got the tyoimis, the top middle leaf, if that one is split, then that's a problem already. So not like the earlier opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that you need to have the majority of the leaves split. No. If you just got the top one that is split, that is already a psoll. That is a psoll already. So not the majority of the leaves, just one leaf. That's what he says. But the question is, how much does it need to be open? So now we've got two opinions. The first opinion was the majority of the leaves. This opinion now says just the top leaf. Just the top leaf is split. But the question which is unanswered as per now yet is how much does it need to be open? Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Seif Katan, in Seif Katan, let's just start with Seif Katan Tezvav, which is an important knowledge, an important idea as well. Seif Katan Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ho'em Tzoi im kole ha-shedr b'shnei olin. If you've got a shedr, that you've got two tioimis emerging from there, then yesh al shneihem shem tioimis, they're both considered tioimis, ve'im lech l'ko'achas mehem, and one of them is split, it's going to be considered posel already. I believe there is a picture of that. No, there isn't. There isn't. I thought there was. So there is rarely, there is something called a lulav with two tioimis. It exists. What that is you've got, it's actually not so easy to detect such a lulav, because sometimes it's a bit confusing, but the idea is that you've got a lulav that you've got double leaves coming from each side, and then instead of having one leaf emerging, one double leaf emerging from the spine, from the shedder, you have two. So there isn't one single one, there's two coming out. That's considered a lulav with two tioimis. It happens. But you need to be in, it's quite hard to actually detect it, because sometimes it looks like it's two, and really it's one, and sometimes you think it's two, but really you think it's one, it might be two. So it's a little bit hard to sometimes define that. But if there is such a thing, there is a picture. Yeah. Where was it?
On the next page.
Oh, on the next page? Oh yeah, thank you so much. That's right. Thank you so much. This is a nice example. If you look at picture number 22, you have over here a lulav which has two tioimis. You see that the back, the shedr, the spine, and then after see, it's going into two top leaves. Into two top leaves. Now, what's the halacha if, you've got two tioimis and one of them is split and one of them isn't? What's the halacha then? So the Mishnah Berurah teaches us of Yensif Katan Tezvav that it's possible. It's possible. Both have got a name of a tioimis, and therefore if one of them is split, it's possible. Right. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Seif Katan Tezayin. We want to know how much does it need to be open to be possible. So we learned now that the middle leaves, how much do you think it needs to be open to be possible?
The same?
No, it's same. Very good. That's right. Seif Katan Tezayin says the Mishnah Berurah, Adashet ein bever agosh hiskim ledina, the Vilna Gaon paskens la'alocha, yesh tachme berubo. You need to have the majority of that. The bechol psol with every psol with regards to lulav ruboy, the majority kekulo is like all of it. Val miktsos ein lachmir klad, and on a little bit you don't have to be machmir at all. So says the Mishnah Berurah that the main halacha is if you've got a lulav, so even if we are machmir like the Ramah, that nechlekat tioimis is psol. If you're taking the tioimis, you need to have the majority of the tioimis needs to be open. The majority needs to be open. How common do you think such a lulav is? How common? Rov is not very common. You'll find them. But most marketed lulavim are not open to rov. They're not. Even if you buy very cheap lulavim, generally you're not going to have them open ruboy. Unlikely. Yeah.
When we say open, does it say it's always two separate leaves, but it's just pressure holding it together, or they're actually attached?
It needs to be attached. Yes, attached. If it's not attached, it's considered open. It's called nechlekat yoimis.
Right.
Yeah.
The two sides of the double leaf.
Not two sides. If you've got, can I have your back, please?
You should have brought lulav.
I should have. Yeah. It's a good idea. Yeah. So if you've got over here the leaf, okay, so it's going to be joined over here, completely, not just through pressure, but it's still attached, because that's the way it grows. It's going to be completely closed over here, and on this side, it's open. You can put your finger through over here. But this opens up very easily. You just do a bit like this, and it's going to be nechlekorid a little bit, and this would be considered nechlekoroiv. So it's still going to be, this is going to be, if it's like disconnected, and this is going to be Nechle Koroiv already, right? This is going to be Nechle Koroiv. It's like this majority of it is open already. Yeah, does that make sense? Thank you so much. So that's with regards to Nechlokat Yoimis. It's very easy. So by touching it too much, by opening the open side, you're gonna actually open up on the other side. Actually, if you look at it too carefully. Now, just as an additional point, it's not so easy sometimes to actually find out what a tioimus is. But generally, as a rule of thumb, you can generally assume that the highest leaf is generally the tioimus. It's not completely bulletproof, but it's generally true that tioimus is the top. So if you want to have a quick glance, normally you're pretty safe by just looking at the lulav and looking what's the highest leaf. You're generally pretty safe to assume that's the tioimus. It's not always like that, but generally it normally is the highest. Not always.
How come there's so much importance given to that?
Good question. So what you are saying is actually that you understand the first opinion much better, that Nechlokat Yoimis certainly should be a psul for all of the top parts of the leaf, and not just the top one. Should be. It's a good question. The Ramah's opinion must be based on the fact that since that's the one growing out of the Shadra, so there's some Cheshivas to it, it's the most important. And I want to add a little point to that. It sounds like from some Rishonim that a higher part, like by the Esrik, the higher part is the most important, and then it decreases in importance, and similarly with the Lulav as well. Some Rishonim seem to compare it. So the Tioimus again is the highest one, so that's why it's more Choshev than the rest. Okay, so halacha lemaisa, we're learning something really important over here. The Ramah paskens one has to be machmir, and the chumra is make sure that tioimus is not split more than half. That's the chumra. Find a lulav that is not nechlekat tioimus more than half. That's the chumra. Okay, so far so good. What about on the second day, third day, cholamoid? Is that a problem if it suddenly find out that it? You by mistake, the third day you're looking at the lulav, and I had that experience. Mamash this chalamoid, I visited a brother-in-law, and then he was very proud of his lulav. He had the most really really beautiful lulav, really really beautiful lulav. So he said, can I show you my lulav that I got? And I said, yes, sure. Show me lulav. And then he showed it to me, and it turns out that lulav was actually split by then. I'm sure it was once a beautiful lulav, but it was actually split by then. And he didn't buy it as a split lulav. I'm sure it wasn't Nechlekat Yoimis when he bought it, but after 3 days, 4 days, by the time I saw it, it was split. So is that a problem? Is there a problem if this lulav is split 3 days into 3 days into Yom Tov, 4 days into Yom Tov? Nechlekat Yoimis. Is it a problem? Yes or no? Why would it not be a problem? Says the Mishneh Berurah, if cotton design. Excuse me, say if cotton you design. The last narrow line. The apostle, Hainu B'yom Rishon, the whole psul of Nechlekat Yoimis is only on the first day. Avod Bishar Hayomim Kosher. If you've got a lulav that is split after the first day, it's not a problem. There's various reasons in Rishonim for that, because it seems like the psul of Nechlekat Yoimis is only something which is for the first day. It's a psul, there's two categories of psulim, Hodo and Sholem, and it seems machlokes is a shining, but the way it Mishneh Berurah paskens that it's not a psul for the remaining days. So if you are by mistake, you something went wrong with the lulav and it's split lulav after the first day, it's not a psul, it's kosher. Now continues the Ramah. And says the following: Miu, however, lechatchila ideally mitzvah min hamufcha. Ideally, noyagin, the custom is litoil lulav, to take a lulav shel nechlek. Ideally, try to take a lulav which is not split, even the most minute amount, nothing at all. Because some people are stringent, even if it's tiny little bit split as well. And he finishes off saying, if this top leaf is not double leaf, which is a single leaf, that's possible anyway. That we spoke about earlier as well. Okay, but now the Ramah brought us Iran. That holds that lechatchila mitzvah namufcha, lechatchila, in the best way of fulfilling the mitzvah, is that the double leaf is completely closed and not even split a tiny amount, but it's completely closed. That's the chumra that he brings. The Ramah brings it not as an ikar aloch, he brings it as a chumra. And in fact, if you're looking in the Ran himself, he himself holds that there's nobody who holds that it's psul possible with a minute amount. Nobody holds. Nobody holds. Not the machlokes are showing him as to whether it can be possible with a minute. Even there's a machlokes as to whether the chumrah should be completely closed. And the Ramah Paskins is machmer, yes, that there is a chumrah that it should be completely closed. Completely closed. There's a chumrah. The Mishnah Berurah defines what is he talking about over here. Lechatchila mitzvah min hamofcha, first white line. Hainu im yesh lulav acha. You should seek a lulav which is completely closed. If you've got alternative choice. If you've got a choice, a wide selection, try to get a lulav which is completely closed. Aval ein tzarich levorich. But if on the first day of Yom Tov you're realizing yours is a little bit open, don't nag your neighbor and ask him for his lulav if it's completely closed. Chances are that it's not going to be much better than yours anyway. But even if you know for a fact that your neighbor's lulav is brilliant, don't ask him for it if yours is slightly open. So if gotten you tests, ki yesh machmirim, v'tamam, the reason for that is, the reason why we are machmir, why there is a chumrah of having completely closed lulav is, because of the shaking of the lulav, rogil, it tends to happen, it tends to get completely open gradually, it tends to open a little bit more. Ayin betaz, and the taz holds the ledaito kunit is open. Ein lehachmi bazeh. You don't have to be machmi with that. Rak only im nechlag kashir tefach. Only if it's open a tefach. The taz holds there is no chumra. The taz holds there is no chumra if it's smaller than a tefach. Tefach is like this. Taz holds there is no way. There's no reason to be machmir. Have you ever seen the lulav that is that open? Yeah, that does exist, clearly. That's quite, but if it's, you don't have to be machmir more than that, says the Taz. If it's open that much, don't worry about it. V'chai Adam Kosav, and the Chai Adam disagrees, that the Azu Yishlach Me'afilu B'mashu. You should be machmir even in a minute amount. I'm skipping the next few words. Val came therefore. Im yesh lulav acha, if it's possible, yoyis toiv, it is better yet. Levoy cholam shum yoyis toiv. The ideal, yes, try to get a completely closed lulav. Aval medina, but really, the main halacha is ein lochosh lezeh klal. You don't have to worry about it. Kol zman shel nechla guba until it's opened up to its majority. He brings us to another halacha which is called Hemnuk, which we're going to discuss at a later stage. Okay, just to recap, most Rishonim hold you need to have them, most, the majority needs to be Nechlak. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. So as Sfardi doesn't have to worry about this at all. The Ramah says that the halacha is you're not looking at the majority of the leaves, you're just looking at the top leaf. You're looking at that. How much does it need to be open to be a problem? Roif. The majority. The majority of it. 51% is a problem. Anything under that is not a problem at all. The Ramah says there's a stringency. A stringency is that it shouldn't be closed, that it shouldn't be open at all. It should be closed all the way till the top. That itself is not so clear if that chumrah exists or not, because the Taz holds there is no such chumrah. It only needs to be, only if it's a tefach. If it's open a tefach, more than that, you don't have to worry about it anyway. That is the halach with regards to the nechlekat yomis. What do you think about it, Rabbi Yisai? It's very interesting, no? Yes? Correct. Although, having said that, there is achroinim, it's machlokes achroinim, with regards to second day Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, as to whether we look at it as remaining days or we're looking at it as the first day. There is some people that tend to be more machmir, they hold that the second day but it's a machlok, but it's definitely an additional leniency. Right, so I just want to point out, what do you think, Rabbi Yisrael, if you're looking for a lulav, is there, many people, well, what do you think about it, Rabbi Yisrael, with regards to searching nechlekat yomis lulavim?
Well, if you're checking so many lulav, you're going to open it.
That's true as well. It's definitely true. It's definitely true that people tend to react to lulavim. Definitely true. Yeah, people definitely ruin the lulavim. Definitely, it's very true that if you, the lulavim get damaged by people looking for searching for lulavim, it definitely gets damaged. Yeah, yeah. So I just want to wrap up that it's really a chumrah. It's really a chumrah. If it's open up more than a tefach, there's a reason that that's not ideal. But if it's less than a tefach, there's definitely it's a chumrah. It's definitely a chumrah, and it's a. Many Rishonim hold that there is no such chumrah at all. It's a machlokes as to whether such a chumrah exists. Yeah. Do you want to ask something?
A lulav, there's a chiyuv of hadar.
Yeah. No, there is a concept of hodah here as well. But the question is, what is considered hodah? And this is for the Rishonim and Achronim to paskin, what is considered hodah? You've got many Rishonim and Achronim hold that there's no lack of hodah if it's nechlekat tyomis a little bit. What about what we call the korelulavim, if they're covered up with bran leaves? Do you know what I'm talking about? If it's covered up, and you can't check as to whether it's split or not. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisai? You're saying you could just peel it off. Peel it off. Do you need to peel it off? Say, you don't want to worry, you don't want to check too much. Yeah, you haven't got, you're not such an expert, and you don't want to spend time on it. You're finding such a lulav that is completely covered up in bran. So you're saying that you could peel it off. I want to know, do I need to peel it off? Can I just take it and say, with Hashem's help, bitochen, this is the good lulav. This is a good lulav. I'm just taking this. Is this okay or not? No good. You can't rely on nisim. Why is that? You can't rely on nisim. Yeah. Well, is it a nice to have a completely closed?
Maybe
Roiv Lulavim are okay. If Roiv Lulavim are okay, you can assume this is fine. Yeah. So you'd have to ask the salesperson, are most of your Lulavim fine? Is that what you're saying? If you most of your Lulavim are fine, you can just take it. Yeah? You need to what? Right. That's right, yeah. Yeah, that is no tafus. Right, you're saying that ikalibu, you're saying that you could easily check nowadays. You can't rely... very good point. That you can normally, we only rely on majority on Roiv if you can't find out. But if it's not hard to find out, just peel it off. You're just being lazy. For lazy, Torah doesn't cater for lazy people. Just peel it off and, you know, learn the halachas. Go to Deir Shoshir. Learn the halachas and you'll be... So the MSA is, it's very interesting because there is people who have a Masoira and a Kabbalah who like very much this Kore Lulavim. I remember that when in one of the places that sold Lulavim, they don't sell currently anymore, they used to put a whole pile of them on the side. It was like chocolate covers. Do you remember that? Chocolate covered lulav. And the truth is, there is a Masoira, some in Eretz Yisrael, Sfadish or some Sfadim, have a Masoira, they have a tradition, a Kabbalah, to use Lulavim, which are covered with Kore. And it's a Masoira, which you can't, pardon? They are covered with Kore. It's called Kore. Kuf, Aleph, Reish, Aleph. This is the way it's called. It's the leaves, the brown leaves covering the lulav, Kore. There is people who have such a Masoira. If a person doesn't have such a Masoira, if a person doesn't have such a tradition at all, he should, as you're saying, he should refrain from using such a lulav. Should refrain from using it if it's covering up, because nowadays there's such an abundance of lulavim, a person should try to find the lulav that has got, that he knows for sure that it's fine or not. There's a bit of a shaila if you really can't find the lulav, maybe you should take such a lulav. But the truth is, if you're opening up, very often you'll find problems there. Very often, you'll find problems. Interestingly, often they're actually doing quite well because they're very well protected. It serves as a protection. The leaves, the brown leaves, serves as a protection. Sometimes they are fine, but you can't completely rely on it. You can't totally rely on it. And therefore, lechatchila, one should refrain. People who haven't got such a tradition should refrain from using such a lulav. You know which lulav I'm talking about? They're quite... Yeah. There's another problem as well. You can't peel it off unless it's yours. Because I'll tell you, somebody may be selling those lulavim. Say somebody's selling those lulavim. And there's people who dafka want those lulavim who have got such... You ask him, he's asked the salesperson, this lulav looks like it's got potential. Can I peel off the kore? Now I can tell you the most salesmen will tell you no. And I'll tell you why. Because the person coming after you might be a Sfadi Shiit who wants to pay a lot of money for a lulav with kore. So why should you peel it? I mean, there's demand for such a lulav as well. So there's more likely than not he's going to tell you don't peel it. If you buy it, then it's yours. You can do whatever you want with it. But as long as you haven't paid for it, it's not really, you can't peel it without permission. Does that make sense to you? No, there is a bit of that as well. It does a bit of that because often they come with more kore during the transportation, during the export, during the delivery, a lot of it comes off as well. There is a bit of that as well. But they're not purposely being peeled off. No.
Alan, you know, because you've not mentioned
It doesn't take so long. It doesn't take. No, well, the 2 weeks, 1 week, 2 weeks. Yeah, it goes quite quick. It's actually the main time loss. Actually, the time loss is mainly by the borders. Very often, it loses. You lose a lot of time over the borders. They need to check it and make sure there's no infestation, etc. So they lose a bit of time there. But actually, it goes very quick. It goes very quick from the time they cut it until it's being until it's in the plane. It goes very quick, and then delivery goes quite quick. Yeah. Right. Yeah. What about? Imagine the following case, and this is a real shiler, a whole big delivery. A huge delivery of lulavim arrived, and the person who was selling them looked at these lulavim, and he found out this is a real incident. He saw that they were all open, nechlekat yoimus, they're all open, centimeter, 2 centimeters, 3 centimeters. So he said he's concerned that it's going to be a problem, and people are not going to buy them. So he thought, you know what? I'm going to put some glue on, and the reason to put on glue. Because what's the reason why a little bit is a problem? According to the shittas, they hold that even a little bit is a problem. Why is it a problem, only a little bit? Because we learned in Mishneh Berurah that it's gonna open up more and more and more. As you're shaking the lulav, the opening gets larger and larger. It's more. So he says, I'm gonna make a lechatchila dig a lulav out of this. I'm gonna make this into a perfect lulav. How? I'm gonna put some glue on. And therefore, there's no chashash. It's going to widen. The opening is going to widen. I'm going to make this to a lechatchila digalulav, and I'll be able to sell it for £75 each. It's nachlekat yoimus a little bit, but I'm going to put glue on, and I'll find. And the reason it's based on this Mishneh Berurah that we learned, Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Yutes, that the alit Mishneh Berurah said the reason why one should be machmir not to have it open a bit is because taledananuim rogelius b'sefer saduk kolo. It's going to open up more and more. I'm going to make sure it doesn't. I'm going to stop. It's not going to get worse. I put glue on. Is this a good idea or not? Does this work or not? Glue doesn't work. Why? There is. What do you mean? You mean the carpet? What do you mean? Oh, chatzitza. Chatzitza. Now that's a very interesting point. That's a very interesting point. The Reb Tzvi Yitzchak Frank mentions this point about having chatzitza. It's a very interesting point. Some claim that it might be chatzitza as well. It might be chatzitza. There are some claim there is a problem. Very interesting point. Potentially as well. Would it be considered an extra min? Are you adding to the dalet minim? You've got lulav. You've got hadassim, arovas, esrog, lulav, and glue. So is that a problem or not? Is that a problem? Oh, yeah, you imagine somebody holding dalet minim and put a Brita stick there as well. So is that a problem or not? Okay, what do you think? So it doesn't work. Are we agreeing on that? It doesn't work. Now, it may sound a bit bizarre, but the Shlomo Zalman said that it does work. And the Shlomo Anke Fisher wrote in a Haskama, he wrote that it actually does work. Many disagree and don't like the idea at all. And Lehalocha, we're not going to find many people who do it, but Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Solan Kefesha, the old Yerushalayim Rav, they were matir. Yes, they would be calling it Mehuda. It's Mehuda, because as you were saying, even without it, it's a kosher lulav. We're trying to upgrade into Mehuda the Galulav. I must say, people who have tried it found that it doesn't really work. It cracks. I mean, maybe people can do it better, but if you have ever tried it, it's very hard to do it because it tends to crack because there's nothing that beats nature. The Ribbono Shel Olam's nature is nothing, nothing beats it. We can't compete with Ribbono Shel Olam's creations. And if you put glue on, experience says that it just doesn't work because as soon as it just cracks and it comes apart and it doesn't really work. But, the shaila is an interesting shaila. The pan chatzitza is because the main reason would be that it's not intrinsically a lulav which is closed. Yeah, but no, it's not to ase, but we are saying we are trying to, it's not possible. And nobody holds that it's possible. The Shaila is it a Mordor de Galulev? So that we have not managed to upgrade it into a Mordor de Galulev by putting glue on, because it's not intrinsically a Lulev which is Lo in Echlikat Yoimus. No, nobody, no, I don't think so. No, no. Right, because generally speaking, if you put something around it, it's not going to help. It's not going to help because it's the shaking that opens it up, and generally it's gonna open up more.
Okay, you could use some parcel tape.
Yeah, if it were, yeah. Right. Are you, according to which opinion are you going? You're saying.
I'm asking. I understood. I've asked in the past, and I didn't know I was asking. But if people all use, you know, lulav leaves to wrap it around, or whatever, you know, these kind of things they do. But no one uses any other min.
We don't. Yeah, we're going to talk about that today, Mitzvah Hashem. We don't. We generally take it, don't use another min. Yeah. So you're saying, why don't we?
So if glue is.
Because we will talk about that. That's the din in Hiddur. We'll still talk about it. That's about the halacha of being ma'agat. It's a different halacha. We'll get that in. I want to finish off with what note? Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay.